Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. Well, I've talked a couple times this week about faith. How's yours? It really is the heart of your Christian walk, my friend. And I thought maybe today I'd give you a couple of thoughts on how to lose. I mean, with your faith and your walk with God, how to lose. Number one, apply human thinking to your circumstances. Isaiah 55:9. Sometimes God's going to require us to do something which human reasoning will disagree. That happens a lot. Number two, we allow our feelings to overcome our faith, right? That happens a lot. We could be in a sense of unworthiness or inadequacy that just kind of trips us up. Fear of criticism, fear of failure, our pride might cause us to doubt that we can do what he asks us to do. Number three, we fail to see God at work in these circumstances, the thing you're going through right now. Doubt creeps in when we've asked him to take action, but nothing appears to be happening. And we have guilt over sin, past or present. That's a big one. We can't operate with strong faith when we are under conviction of sin, dwelling on guilt, past wrongdoings. James chapter 1, by the way, the first 8 verses would be really good reading here. And finally, we listen to Satan and his demons. Satan's the father of lies, John 8:44, whose objective is to have you reject God's truth and believe in his deception, Satan's. The Christian walk, not easy. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He promises he'll direct your path. You believe that? What in the world is going on? South Carolina getting it, already feeling impacts from the outer rain brands of Hurricane Ian this morning. Got to go back to 2016 and Hurricane Matthew, the last hurricane to make landfall there. The Category 1 storm expected to make landfall in the afternoon. Hurricane force winds expected across the coast of South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina. What a devastating, costly mess this hurricane has been in terms of lives and economy. One of the most powerful storms ever to hit this country. Knocked out power to 2.5 million people in Florida. So far, 9 fatalities reported. Not sure why the Lee County Sheriff thought there would be hundreds, but that's another story. Rescue efforts continue. Major Florida airports remain closed today. Thousands of flights canceled. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers said their Sunday home game against the Kansas City Chiefs will go on there as planned. And the citrus industry is assessing the impact of Florida's orange groves, which supply the vast majority of orange juice in America. I know it's on your prayer list, Florida and its people. Authorities in California are trying to figure out about that California teen, that girl who died after allegedly shooting multiple rounds at deputies and apparently witnessed her father killing her mom just the day before, just set in the back of the truck, saw it all go down. Fontana police initially believed that 15-year-old Savannah Grazano was abducted by her dad. He died in that shootout on Tuesday now, and they're not sure what in the world went down here. We'll find out the days ahead. So the Air Force say you can't say mom and dad, one of the best things you can use. I can't believe they would use this terminology. You can call mom and dad guys. Or you all, what in the world? How about Minnesota? Assistant principal there tells their staff to use straight white privilege language amid genderless award controversy. No longer going to have a homecoming king and queen. Nope, not going to be. At Farmington High School, switching the terminology to royalty. Not king and queen, royalty. We're going to talk about this at the end of the program, The New America. I don't get this one at all, although they say it's obvious, really. There may be no clearer sign of an enemy in retreat than scuttling its own ships, which is what Russia's Putin appears to have done Monday by blowing up the main pipelines for exporting Russian natural gas to Europe. Putin may be, in effect, declaring an all-out energy war by completely cutting off fossil fuels exported to the West, but by waiting 7 months after the invading of Ukraine to do so, he's lost the advantage, they say. Although the energy crisis is going to rage on, Russia has lost the energy war. Really strange. A series of explosions ruptured parts of the, well, both Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 on September the 26th in what seems to have been an act of coordinated sabotage. A possible fourth leak has been identified. The natural gas pipelines, each running from Russia to Poland with a capacity of 55 billion cubic meters per year, were a key part of Russia's effort to wield energy leverage over Europe and hurt Ukraine. What in the world is going on there? We talk about it every day here on Hello World. America is out of control. Every city, it's horror just walking down the streets. New York City today mourning the tragic death of a longtime Fire Department of New York paramedic who was fatally stabbed to death while on duty in a Queens neighborhood yesterday afternoon. Emergency Medical Service Lieutenant Allison Russo Elling, 61 years old, on shift, been at this 25 years at Station 49 when she was stabbed multiple times in a barbaric and completely unprovoked attack. New York City, welcome to the new America. Oh, here's one you don't want to talk about. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee, sitting in a federal prison, Dietrich Salter wondered if he would have ended up in that prison had he grown up with a father. His mother had Salter when she was 15, raised him on her own. Still, Salter kept on a good path. Mom did a great job, actually. I went to college. I went to trade school. I steered away from all the bad stuff that was going on, the drugs, the gangs. But that changed when I lost my job. Me not having a father. I didn't have anybody to lean on once I lost my job and nobody to talk to, so I started talking to those guys I grew up with. It was easy for me to fall into the same road as they were on. It would have had, if I would have had somebody that I could talk to about this, kind of steer me, say, you may have lost a job, but there's another way. You can get another job, he added. To make ends meet, Salter started selling cocaine and, well, you know the rest of the story. That one's come up, but it's one of those things, as we're going to discuss at the end of the program, you just don't talk about this kind of stuff. And I think this one is really scary. Certainly, you've heard about the president, what would be considered his diminished capacity. That's putting it mildly. Anyone can see it. The American people can see that President Biden's mental acuity is certainly in question. He's just every day saying or doing something really strange. They ignored it for some time, but Biden's diminished capacity is so blatantly obvious now to everyone that even the White House press corps cannot hide their concern. It is really bad. The former White House physician to both Presidents Obama and Trump has called for Biden to take a cognitive test. That, I think, would just be an excellent idea. I want to share a brief here of living in today's world about the subject of truth. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But what is truth? Winston Churchill once stated, men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as if nothing had happened. Almost 2,000 years ago, a Roman governor asked a wrongly accused prisoner who stood before him, what is truth? The Roman's name was Pontius Pilate. The prisoner, Jesus Christ. Jesus did not respond to Pilate's question during this encounter. Pilate walked away from the question that day and simply washed his hands of the whole mess. At least he thought he did. The night before his crucifixion, Jesus offered a heartfelt prayer to his Father on behalf of his disciples, and within the context of that prayer, he said, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Here, Jesus Christ is saying that one should be able to examine the pages of God's word, the Bible, to learn the truth on any subject of major importance or significant in their life. The Bible contains the answers to questions about, well, why we were born, what our purpose in life is, whether God exists, and the potential of mankind. That's only a few of the many subjects covered within the book, the Bible. Former President Ronald Reagan said Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths. He went on to say, within the covers of that single book, the Bible, are all the answers to all of the problems that we face today if we would only read and believe. Another thought on truth. The word truth is defined as the true or actual state of a matter, conformity with fact or reality, a verified or indisputable fact. Philosophers and scientists have debated the issue of absolute truth now for hundreds of years. Moreover, many others have chosen to accept another philosophy called situational ethics. Have you heard of that? Situation ethics is defined as a theory of ethics according to which moral rules are not absolutely binding, but may be modified in the light of specific situations. Just because one may choose not to believe in the law of gravity doesn't mean that gravity doesn't exist. The same can be said of the existence of Almighty God. What one person believes about God's existence has nothing to do with the fact that He indeed exists. What do you think?
Of course, the most important thing of all is, do you know Christ is saved? Do you know Him? Have you ever been saved? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you do that today? And finally, if I have 8 guns and Biden takes away 7, how many do I have left? 48. I had some absentee gun registrations come in today. On my Facebook page, this guy's got to move to the top of the list. You're not my number one, you're my only one. Well, that's good, sir. And finally, this comes from some backslidden soul on my Facebook page. Starting tomorrow, whatever life throws at me, I'm ducking so it hits someone else. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message.
As always, thanks for being here on Hello World, brought to you by Greg Patton Ministries, the Cross Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and this local Christian radio station, bringing you conservative Christian news and information. Well, news and information from a Christian perspective, right? Thanks so much, my friend. Continue to pray about all the things going on in the world today, and thank you for your prayers, your support, and telling others about the broadcast every day. And thank those of you that have joined us on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Want to get in touch? GregPatton.com. Again, we're so grateful that you are here. Well, we've had an entire week talking about the new America and all of the things happening, and we are in a phase where equality is so important. Social justice is so important. Do you know what that means? Liberals, progressives, all these people that have been rioting through the years say they want social justice. I'm not sure I know what that means. I mean, think about that. It's something different, the meaning to everyone. The phrase almost sounds heavenly, even Christian. Everyone that hears about social justice, that sounds good to me. There are some people who feel they got a raw deal and we need to straighten things out. It could be an individual that didn't get an expected raise or a promotion. This isn't equal. Or a decision made by officials may seem to favor one particular person or a group of people over another group of people. When you look at the fallen state of man, you know what you realize? This is impossible. You cannot please all the people all the time, ever. I found that out as a pastor. What alienates one person satisfies another. What's that all about? If everyone gets the same material things or the same treatment, does that mean then that we're all treated justly? That's social justice? Will everyone be happy? Never. We're all different. We have different needs. We have different wants. What is one man's treasure, you've heard this one, means little or nothing to another man. I found that out in the tie business. I could buy a tie at a secondhand store for a quarter, and in one instance, sold for $100 on eBay. It was junk to one person. It wasn't even worth a quarter. Somebody else paid $100. If everybody gets the same amount of money, the same house, the same car, the same this, the same that, that's social justice, right? In whose eyes would this be social justice? The only way this is going to work is you have nothing but cloned robots that have all of the same needs and all of the same wants, and
Well, you get the idea. It's just one of the problems we have in America. This is not going to work, my friend, and never will. You've heard this one before, but it's worth repeating. Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it, right? That man that does not learn very much from the lessons of history and life is, well, the most important things of life and history. Where are we going with this? One of the more popular late-night talk show hosts says to live and have fun is what life is really all about, to be happy. Really? That's what life's all about. Well, James Corden, host of the Late Late Show on CBS, happy? Want to be happy? What's right there in Psalm 1? Happy, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, in the Bible. And in that Bible will you meditate day and night. And you shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth your fruit in your season. You get it? Oh, yes. Stay away from evil. Cling to good, the Bible and its teaching, and you are going to be happy. Yeah, I guess I would agree with that. I don't think that's what Corden's talking about. I've tried to get a handle on this racism thing. I mean, I've been called that more than once. I think I've figured it out. As long as there is a place poorer than where you live, then you are a racist. It's got to be part of a master plan, right? America has been great in her past. I mean, relatively, wouldn't you say so? American exceptionalism? Boy, the left hates all of that. America is evil. America is wrong. Our message on the New America Flood of Evil is about the growing menace to this once great country. The left wants the New America. They are intolerant to you, unrecognizable to you, these people trying to run things today. I like what this country did through God and what he's allowed me to do. A land of opportunity, and I like the sound of that. Get out and do it. You can. Be a dreamer. Stop being that person that wants somebody to take care of them, everything in their life. That is, well, it's not Bible. It's ridiculous is what it is. But the more ridiculous is preached and practiced, it becomes a way of life. Guess what's happening in this country? Whine and beg about this and that. You can't do that in most countries. You've been able to do that in the past in the United States of America. And personally, I'm going to say this. We can do it. We can still win. Many think that we can save our country. I like that thought. I like the national anthem. Many people want to stop it because it's too controversial. What is that all about? Many city councils stop the Pledge of Allegiance. Our flag. Somehow, it's a symbol of the conservative movement and Christians in America. There are even those that see the American flag as racist. Birth certificates have a gender-neutral option, not male, female. We're more concerned about climate change than we are the growing crime in every major city in America. We found out after the huge defund police movement that there's more crime, and now they want more police. Even the Democrats have jumped on that bandwagon. And in reality, here's kind of the new rule in America. If it's in the Bible, it's wrong. We have reached a point in America where real common sense, rational thinking is just, it's not permitted. Christian thinking, oh my goodness, we don't want to hear that at all. You can get fired supporting the police. That's actually happened in America. One man's support of the police is not compatible with our commitment to diversity in America, to equity in America, to inclusion in America. Apparently, all of the above traits require no police. And one of the big questions, ridiculous as it is, why doesn't anyone want to be a cop anymore? And those that are already in, extremely frustrated. I talk to policemen all the time. And here's the problem you and I have. It's a big one. How do you reason with insanity? Eventually, everyone has to get back to the truth. I believe that's biblical.
You know, the more moronic a statement or position is, the greater or more vicious the attack. The left-leaners in America have attacked everything that you believe in as being wrong, unreasonable, illogical. In fact, perhaps you have a mental problem. A rejection of everything Christian is an absolute necessity for those wanting to head in a new direction in a new America. What we have going on is cultural Marxism. You know that to be true. You can ignore it or play like it's not true, put your head in the sand, but, oh, it's happening. And let's be realistic here. If you are white, if you are a male, if you are a Christian, there I go, I qualify. I'm really one of the big problems in America. Just being what God made me is a threat to a lot of people, I guess. And you can argue all you want. The Bible, its doctrines, is indeed the very foundation of America. George Washington said it, "May the Father of all mercies scatter light and not darkness upon our paths and make us all in our several vocations useful here and in his own due time and way everlastingly happy." There's that happy thing again. Thomas Jefferson, of all the systems of morality, ancient and modern, which have come under my observation, none appear to be so pure as that of Jesus. Calvin Coolidge, "Our government rests upon religion. It is from that source that we derive our reverence for truth and justice, for equality and liberty, and for the rights of mankind. Unless the people believe in these principles, they cannot believe in government." John Adams, "I've examined all religions, as well as my narrow sphere, my straitened means, my busy life would allow. And the result is that the Bible is the best book in the world. It contains more philosophy than all the libraries I have ever seen." Abraham Lincoln, "We have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves, to confess our national sins, and pray for clemency and forgiveness." And that's never been more true than it is today. Ronald Reagan said, "We have God's promise that what we give will be given back many times over. And we also have his promise that we could take to heart with regard to our country. To preserve our blessed land, we must look to God. Rebuilding America begins with restoring family strength and preserving family values." And finally, let me patentize Luke 6, starting at verse 13. "You need to fear the Lord your God. Serve him only. Take your oaths in his name. Don't follow those other gods, the gods of the people around you. For the Lord your God who is among you is a jealous God, and his anger is going to burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Be sure to keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and the decrees that he's given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight." Isn't that something? Pray about it, my friend. So here we are. It's the weekend. You got any big plans? You know, you never realize how boring your life really is until someone asks you, "What do you like to do for fun?" Oh, my. And for some reason, I have a lot of these kind of people around me. "Hey, I need some help over here." Also, you hear, "No, not like that. Here, I'll do it." That's it. That's another edition of Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. Thanks so much for being here. Church on Sunday. I pray you will be there, my friend. Invite someone to take along with you. Join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Until Monday, when we do it all over again, you have yourself a great weekend, my friend.